Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurra. I am America's voice. God bless America. God bless you. And let's do this. This is the Steve Gurra Show. I'm here to wash out all the lying politicians, knock back the tech giants that want to censor you, and so much more. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, two drug traffickers arrested with 150,000 fentanyl pills have been released on a no-cash bond. That's right, no cash, just days after getting caught with enough to kill millions of people. Number two, CVS and Rite Aid are among those that are rationing emergency contraceptives because of massive spikes in demand following Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court. Number three, in Texas, the bodies of dozens of illegals that died in a closed 18-wheeler in 102-degree temperatures, it's now risen to at least 51. Many more remain hospitalized, including children. And the latest reminder of the many failures of Joe Biden as president. Those on the left that continue to refuse to call the collapse of the southern border a crisis are as guilty and to blame as the incompetent 79-year-old feeble and addled commander-in-chief, period. The deaths of illegals being shipped by human traffickers comes at a time when Biden's approval numbers have fallen to all-time new lows, and posing the question, how far down can this president go? Biden is already by far the most unpopular second-year president in American history. He's now 5 points lower or more than Donald Trump was at the same time. It is truly unprecedented in American politics. The deaths at the border also underscore how badly Kamala Harris is underperforming in office. After all, she was appointed as the so-called border czar by Biden, but has yet to do anything to change the unfolding national security and humanitarian disaster that's only getting worse by the day. And this latest tragedy comes at a time when inflation is out of control, with gas and groceries all hovering at all-time highs. Inflation rates are spiking, and the cost of trying to buy a home or a car, well, they're pretty much out of reach for most Americans already. Biden reportedly getting very angry with those around him, too. And Democrats in general for not coming to his defense, but what would he have them do? Tell Americans what they're feeling is not really a big deal? It's not really true? Everything's just fine.
Everything. You tell them everything's fine. Jill.
Yeah. Biden's collapsing poll numbers also come at a time when the J6 committee is doing everything it can to distract from what is happening in the country. But even dramatic testimony that President Trump might have gotten physical with a Secret Service agent, something, by the way, they refute already, doesn't seem to get anyone's attention. If you missed it yesterday, Cassidy Hutchinson testified yesterday before J6 saying that there was food thrown and that the president lunged for the steering wheel of the limousine because he wanted to go to the Capitol, to the rally, to the riot. So she was told. So she heard. He didn't say that to her, nor did she hear him say anything of the sort. And that's why Americans just don't care about any of this circus. Trump's been out of office for a year and a half, and Americans are sick and tired of hearing about it, quite frankly. They're also sick and tired of Joe Biden blaming everyone and everything for his obvious failures that are continuous, and they're ready to kick the Democrats out of office as soon as possible. How bad is it really in the West Wing? Well, let's take a closer look this morning, shall we? Let's start with this. One of the Democrats in a very tight race is Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. Once heralded as a new brand of Democrat back in 2018, she was running as far and as fast as she can from Joe Biden. In a race, she may well lose. Listen.
Redistricting happened this year. You're not the only one that's looking at a different district than the one you first ran in. According to the Cook Political Report, it is a toss-up, a Democratic toss-up. A D-plus-one district now is what they are calling it. And, you know, I wonder, as you look across the board, do you think that you'll have President Biden come and campaign with you in that district?
I intend to do the campaigning myself. I am the candidate. It's my name on the ballot.
I'm the candidate. It's my name on the ballot. Hell no, I don't want Joe Biden around, that goofy old son of a... because he's not going to help. Former rhino and current progressive stooge on TV, Joe Scarborough, forced to admit the border crisis is real. And it's killing people. Really, Joe? You finally noticed. Wow. Listen to this.
This is something that Democrats need to get their arms around. We have to have laws at the border that can be both humane, but also that can support legal, safe immigration. Sending a message to poor, underdeveloped countries and to life that you, if you risk your life, if you risk your children's life, if you risk your family's life, you just may get into the United States. There's nothing progressive about that message. There's nothing humanitarian about that message.
And what's remarkable about Joe Scarborough, he calls himself a conservative. What a dipwhip. What a weasel. Anyhow, Willie Geist, another NBC socialist stooge, he was forced to agree, too. This was from a painful day over at Morning Joe. What's in the coffee, by the way? Listen to this.
There was a special election just a couple of weeks ago down along a border district, a place where a Republican hadn't won in a very long time, and a Republican took that district. So there, we've talked about this with progressive pollsters, by the way, who say this idea that Latino voters in America are all in, and they have this open mind, and they'll go with Democrats wherever they go on immigration is just wrong. It's just folly, and it's not true, and it's patronizing in many ways to make those assumptions. So yeah, Democrats will have to reassess, because some of them may not want to use the word crisis, but it's exactly what it is down along the border when you have Customs and Border Patrol having 7,000, 8,000 encounters and apprehensions a day on the border. That is a crisis. And it bore its ugly teeth yesterday, Mika, when we saw those the story and the images and hearing exactly how those poor people looking for a better life died in the back of a semi truck.
Gee, the people at MSNBC and Morning Joe better check their coffee. It seems like they've sobered up a bit. Who took away the Irish whiskey and the stupid pills? Anyhow, oh, don't worry, they'll be back. And Joe Biden, apparently angry. He cannot figure out why nobody wants to run with him or want him to run again, and he can't figure out how to get dressed in the morning either. It's a different thing. The progressive media continues to hammer on him. Here's another quick taste. Go.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He is deeply frustrated by what he views as the sort of lack of respect from the press and from also from his fellow Democrats about his intent to run for re-election. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. You and I know why that is. It's because he's going to be 81 years old in 2024. He's already the oldest American president, and there's real doubts about his capacity to serve a second four-year term.
There's real doubt about his capacity to use the men's room. Come on. Good Lord. Are you kidding me here? Capacity to run the... He can't run a bath, let alone run the country. I have some question about his capacity to... Good Lord. But what's he going to do? I'll tell you after the break. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Fergie's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.